This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, we've got to repeal it.
Now that I have the two of you that represent the sort of the ideological poles of the Republican Party, I want to ask you both whether you agree with the following quote from a colleague of yours, Senator Lee. It's Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana. He has his own health care bill. He said this, that now, quote, there's widespread recognition that the federal government, Congress, has created the right for every American to have health care. Essentially, Senator Lee, he is saying the debate's over about whether government should be involved with this or not, and now it's just time to design a law that acknowledges this right, that people have a right to health care, and the government's got to figure out how to do it for them. Do you concur with that?
Insofar as he's talking about a federal right, you know, rights are things the government can't do to you. Rights are not something that the government must do for you or provide for you. And insofar as he's suggesting that the federal government is the key, if an increased federal presence is somehow going to bring down the cost of health care, that's simply not true. And in fact, that's refuted abundantly by the last 7 years, by what's happened since Obamacare was passed. Where this bill was passed, and we brought the federal government into it with the promise that this would somehow make health care more affordable. It has had quite the opposite effect.
The senator is pointing out here, I mean, it's kind of the conundrum. I mean, in both cases, and it's interesting they should talk about this specifically, because, Scott, you know, my thought is that, first of all, you know, I think the government needs to get its head on straight, and I've been saying this from day one, in understanding what its objective is. And I think that there are a growing number of congressmen that are believe that health care is a right. And if they believe that to be the case, then, you know, then I think they need to get out of the way and let people's rights be exercised at the state level, not at the federal level. Yes, they can do what they can to accommodate that, but I think the opportunity that you have here is, first of all, if you decide that it is a right, then you start doing these things that really make sense, and that is that you pull everybody together. And then if you get into a funding issue, because you've already established that it is a right, then you can accept the fact that, hey, it needs to be funded. I mean, because one of the things that did come up, if you recall, when it went to the Supreme Court the first time, you know, the government had presented its case and said this is not a tax. And then Justice Roberts says, oh, but it is. You know, you really want it to be a tax, which is quite interesting because the judges today aren't about to do that for Donald Trump, but yet for, you know, for Barack Obama, they would definitely do that and modify from the bench, you know, which is rare that it does occur. But quite interesting when you have this close context differential between Barack Obama, what was done for Barack Obama, and what's being done for Donald Trump. And lest you forget, someone said, Donald Trump's appeal is to the people, you know, and that's where he needs to take the case, is take the case to the people. You know, what happens here, and this is the frustration that we've had with our government, is that it has a tradition of how it moves and breathes and acts. And that tradition is what Donald Trump is challenging. Now, interestingly, Donald Trump, in his early days, and maybe in that regard, Nancy Pelosi might have some validity here in calling it a rookie mistake. But Donald Trump's a fast learner. He's going to figure it out. He thought he'd give it a shot and let Paul Ryan and let the traditional guard, you know, work through the process. Well, they didn't make it happen. So I think like anything, like any defeat, you look back and you say, okay, what am I to learn from this experience? And there is a lot to be learned on all sides. Now, we'll see if Donald Trump can make the adjustment. I think he can because he is the perennial chief executive officer. And like all chief executive officers, you know, we just don't like to lose. And so, you know, and you got to understand what winning means for Donald Trump. And what winning means for Donald Trump means that we the people win. The conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's our mission. That's what we need to be focused on. You know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. The goal is still to get this country back on track. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I hope you remember those that stood with Nancy Pelosi, kind of, you know, jeering and doing some sort of end zone rap dance, whatever you want to call it, after the president, actually it was Paul Ryan, decided to pull the repeal and replace bill that Republicans were offering up. And it was falling short, it was clear. And rather than endure that obvious embarrassment, the president and Paul Ryan connoitered and said, well, let's pull it. You know, let's let it live for another day. We'll revisit it. But right now we don't have the numbers. And I think that, again, what President Trump will do and what he's already done is think about, OK, what they were, you know, maybe estimated 12, 15 votes off. What needs to happen? And does the conservative caucus, does the Freedom Caucus have a point here? You know, their insistence was that they had promised to repeal, okay? They had a bill that was approved some 15 months ago, and they probably should have just taken that bill up and repeal it and understand. And I understand, and I can appreciate. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats have gone nuts because then they would insist, what are you replacing with it? You just repealed it. Well, it gives them 2 years. 2 years to, you know, unwind, you know, everything. And there's things you can do along the way to facilitate its demise. And because it's already going, I mean, it's hanging by a thread here. I don't think the people really, the majority of Americans understand that Obamacare is, you know, can sustain itself. I mean, it is, how many exchanges? We're less than, what are we, about seven, six exchanges left? You know, we've got states where, you know, you have one choice, you know, in order to get your insurance. I mean, this thing is just, it is an absolute mess, you know, and this is what, again, this is on the Democrats' doorstep, lest you forget. And, of course, you do remember that because that's why you gave the Republicans a chance, because they said, hey, give it to us. We'll take care of it. We can pick up the ball. We can get it in the end zone. Okay, well, they didn't do it this time around. But I think they really understand that the people are very disappointed in doing this, because what happens, you lose momentum, and then you have what was designed by the Democrats to begin with, is that you have a growing number of Americans, especially those that were, you know, afforded affordable health care. You know, like that one gal that kept saying, hey, I don't want to lose my health care. I pay a dollar for my health care. Well, yeah, if you pay a dollar, who wants to lose that? I mean, if you go to Congress and say you're going to lose your health care, watch them freak out, right? That's my other point, too. is that they need to be subjected to the laws that they're creating. That's what our founding fathers expected them to realize. And we need to hold their feet to the fire here. Very little, if nothing. I mean, the only time you're hearing that is here on this show that I'm aware of, that Congress needs to be subjected to this law as well. They need to repeal health care, even their own. Okay, and if they do that, then I'm going to say, look, you guys are starting to get the point. And you're getting serious about really taking a look at getting this country back on track. But if they afford themselves the exemption that they know because somehow they're exempted because they're special, you know, how are they special? You know, help me out here. You know, even in you know, whether it's any form of sport, basketball, football, you go down the list, or in most cases, you know, there are some cases that are still obtuse, and I still scratch my head over it, is that people should be rewarded for excellence. I mean, you get a coach that wins the Super Bowl, hey, they get a nice little kiss, that, if you know what I'm talking about, nice little bonus in their paycheck. And then they get to negotiate at a higher level because they have a ring or two, and especially if they have multiple rings. It's all kinds of fun. And deservedly so, because if you can make it happen and you prove you're a winner, then you're worth your salt, as they would say. But has Congress been worth their salt? Have they demonstrated anything but, you know, just getting us deeper in debt and securing votes by, you know, more pork, adding pork to these bills? And, you know, they call that legislating. What, at whose expense? I mean, and again, remember what President Obama did and what the Democrats did in order to get Obamacare in play here. All the exemptions, you know, the Nebraska kickback, the Louisiana purchase, on and on, all these exemptions, even for themselves. Oh, yeah, wait, well, we're exempting. Let's exempt ourselves from this crazy bill. But Bill Clinton even said, this is ridiculous. I mean, how do you do this and then pay more for it, right, Scott?
It's such a great thing that we don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so amazing, but not for me. Sorry.
No. You see, but again, we're and part of getting back on track is the people need to understand that whether it's the president, whether it's a senator, a congressman, you know, they serve at the people's behest. Okay? But see, we've got this all wrong. We've been convinced that they're the elites and the privileged few because they're so brilliant and we can't live without them. I don't know about you, but I could live without $20 trillion in debt. How about you, Scott?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye, huh? Yeah, I'd be all for it. I just, at this point, I think it might be too far gone. $20 trillion, how do we come back from that?
Well, we can. But you got to have the courage to do that. That means you got to do some cuts. You got to look at the budget, kind of like what Tom Coburn said. In fact, we're hoping to be connecting with Tom because he's written a new book. I tell you, I highly respect Dr. Coburn, and I got to tell you, he is one of those courageous missing links out of our Congress when he retired. I mean, he has every right to do that, and of course, what an incredible human being, and he was a guy that I believe brought a lot to the table on behalf of we the people. You know, his annual report on the government waste book was stellar. And it should remind and hold and stick in everybody's craw as to what's going on. I mean, one of the last reports he presented, as you might recall, noted that there was over $400 billion in duplicative waste. Now, Donald Trump is the guy, I believe. I really believe this with all my heart. Donald Trump is the guy because he's a business guy. He's going to look line by line, item by item, and go, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, like, it's kind of like Boeing coming to you and saying, we're going to do this new plane for you. You know, the president, we got this plane. We've got all these, you know, wing-ding, wonderful things in it and the whole deal, and the price tag is $4 billion. Well, Donald Trump's quick enough, and, you know, I don't think so. No, I don't think. In fact, you're going to give me those wing-ding special things and something more, and we're going to cut the price tag significantly. I mean, you tell me what modern-day president has done that in the past. You know, who would think about, well, look at, I'm spending the people's money here. I mean, especially after this last presidency that we went through, when we had incurred all the debt, and then on top of that, that wasn't enough. Let's shut down golf courses. Let's go on all these extravagant vacations and everything else. I mean, when you think about the money that the Obamas spent on vacations, I mean, are you kidding me? with what we were dealing with, you're going to, you know, you're going to impose privilege here and throw the privilege card down. I got to tell you, this is disgustingly irresponsible, and it's why the Democrats have lost so many seats, is because they believe, they really believe that they're privileged. Hey, we're going to talk more about it. Stay with us, America. Bill Martinez here at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
President Trump reacted to the defeat of repeal and replace on Friday by blaming Democrats. Here he is.
We had no Democrat support. We had no votes from the Democrats. They weren't going to give us a single vote.
But Reince, the president never reached out to Democrats. He never offered Democrats a a compromise. So how can you blame Democrats for this?
Well, I mean, look, Obamacare, as we know, is imploding and it is exploding, and every other adjective you can provide, it's going south. And it would be nice to get some Democrats on board. But you're right. At the end of the day, I believe that it's time for the party to start governing, and I think that's important. I also think, though, that Democrats can come to the table as well. And if you look at what the president said in the Oval just after that comment, he said, you know, perhaps it's time for us to start talking to some moderate Democrats as well and come up with a, you know, a bipartisan solution. I do think that there are Republicans this weekend, Chris, that are scrambling. I think there are people in the Freedom Caucus and the Tuesday group, and for those listeners, that's the moderate group, that are starting to talk about what the next steps are in order to prevent an implosion of Obamacare. But the president's also said that when Obamacare does ultimately explode, which it will, we are going to be prepared to lead again, and if Democrats come on board with a plan down the road, we'll welcome that.
Okay.
Well, that was Rice Priebus on Sunday with Chris Wallace and commenting on Obamacare. I mean, first of all, I got to tell you, I am really surprised that Donald Trump had not reached out more, you know, to Democrats. I think we've been talking about that, haven't we, Scott? That, you know, Democrats have to be part of the solution. You know, that we've got to get out. And not only he talks about, you know, Republicans getting about the business of governing, the Democrats, I mean, they got elected. I mean, I'm not sure what voters are saying back home to their Democratic leadership and representatives if they think, oh, well, this is, you know, yeah, high five. You know, we really showed those Republicans. Yeah, you showed the Republicans, and you continued to injure those people who were counting on Obamacare.
Well,
on this mess.
They both need to come up with a solution together for two reasons, I think. One, it forces them to start working together again. And then the second thing is it doesn't allow one party to sit and blame the other party.
Exactly.
It puts the blame on both of them.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we've said this all along. Come on. The solution lies somewhere between what the Republicans perceive and what the Democrats perceive. I mean, this is the reason why you have them in the proposition here, is they each bring certain strengths and specific weaknesses to the table here. And when they work together, they complement each other's strength and weakness, and we get a better America. This is the beauty of the United States of America. But when you're so partisan, then everybody loses. I mean, united we stand, divided we fall. I mean, that old trite saying, but is that not true today?
Yeah, very true. And you're seeing that. You're seeing that. You're seeing that there's that we're not really whole right now as a country. We're not. We got people that are constantly, you know, not protesting. Mm-hmm. Everything is protested.
Right.
And I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah, but are you protesting the right things?
Well, they're protesting just to protest. It's just like the Gorsuch thing.
Exactly.
If this guy was nominated by any other president, everybody'd be all for him. Mm. And you know that because he was already given a 100-0 unanimous decision to get into the Tenth Circuit.
Right.
Well, he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed his stance on how things are. He's you know, he's still the same guy. But now, because it's Donald Trump that nominated him, now he's not fit.
Right.
And well, they say things like, well, you need a more moderate judge. What does that mean?
Yes, exactly. Or mainstream. I mean, Schumer goes, well, when he goes, you know, when he picks a mainstream, what do you mean? How much more mainstream you have? I mean, because the fact of the matter is there's no such thing as mainstream other than the Democrats. If you believe in what their philosophy is, they'll believe. But hey, keep in mind that when Kagan came across and Sotomayor, those weren't mainstream. I mean, it was clear they were liberal judges. It was clear that they were not going to support the specific, you know, constitution and judge, you know, based on the constitution as an Antonin Scalia. That is the dynamic tension that exists in the Supreme Court, and dare I say, amongst the legal fraternity. And that is that you get, you know, half the judges that believe in the Constitution as it is written, and you get the other half kind of like President Obama that says it's elastic and you need to consider the culture and, you know, did the founding fathers really say, did they really mean? And, you know, and it's up to this new brain trust that's come alongside, and they believe that that should be the case. And this is how we end up with activism, and you get, you know, millions of votes that are absolutely eradicated and vaporized in a heartbeat from one activist judge. And what happens? I mean, Atlas shrugs here. There's nobody says anything. Nobody's up in an uproar about 8 million votes. I mean, it's been a slow process. But again, what I recommend, and what I'm speaking to all of us about, is that we need to react faster. We need to hold a short leash. You know, whatever it is, if you believe that we are a constitutional form of government, then we need to be aware of the Constitution to the point that when it's violated, that we're in an uproar when it's challenged. Because what's happened is the legislative branch and the judicial branch, and even through executive power, what Barack Obama has set into motion, and it's not only Barack Obama, but it's been presidents before. It's been challenged from time to time, and they've overreacted, and they put in jeopardy our very rights. And, you know, there's a little bit of conversation about it, but that's all it is. And the thing is, again, I go back to what is absolutely key, and I believe that all our representatives need to understand, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. So it commands we the people to stay in control. And we may need to say, and we have been saying, hey, you're fired. I mean, look at the Democrats. They've lost over 1,000 seats in the last decade or so. They still don't get it. Okay, they're sitting there posturing and thinking, oh, well, it's a rookie mistake, Nancy Pelosi says. Bernie Sanders has ideas. Well, look at, get your ideas involved. Where are you in this process? We need everybody. I said, look at, all hands on deck. There's heavy lifting required. This is a complex thing, but it doesn't have to be as complex as it is. But if you're partisan and you want to just smirk about it, smirk about, you know, what the Republicans were trying to do to fix the mess that you created to begin with. And, you know, this to me is rather, it's almost the pinnacle of arrogance that they act like this.
It really is.
I mean, who loses here, Scott?
We do.
Yeah,
we
okay.
Do.
All right. So,
you
so,
and me.
So the Weezes need to say something about it, okay? And we need to let it be known and tell Nancy Pelosi, tell your Democratic congressman and representative, get in the fight. You need to engage, okay? This is kind of is this a maverick moment here? We're up in the skies, we're flying around, we're not being the wingman, okay? Right now, the Democrats are the wingman for the Republican Party. You need to engage and get in the fight and watch their six and get out of this crazy partisan crud that's going on. And the thing is, I say it, because, you know, what galls me about this, Scott, they're doing this at our expense. We're paying them to be idiots.
But the problem with this is that, you know, Pelosi is doing exactly what her people want her to do. California loves her. She's doing everything that the people in California want her to do. And that's the problem.
Oh, you mean that sanctuary state, that state that is talking about breaking up into six states? And then there was another deal here recently about at least breaking it into two, north and south. It's been going on forever. That California state. Yes, you're right. But look, I know that we should not worry this much about it. But this is why, you know, we need to be educated and know who we're bringing into office. Look, thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing our frustration. But we need to activate that frustration, okay? This is Bill Martinez. We're live 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Cologuard. Patients 50 years or older and at average risk for colon cancer now have greater access to newer screening options, including Cologuard, a non-invasive at-home stool DNA test. Last June, the country's preeminent preventive health task force issued guidelines stating that newer methods such as Cologuard provide as much benefit to patients as traditional methods like colonoscopy. Cologuard offers people 50 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer an easy-to-use screening test they can do at home. Dr. Franjo Vladic, gastroenterologist, the Center for Digestive Health in Cleveland, Ohio.
Colorectal cancer, if detected early, has a more favorable outcome. However, because so many are reluctant to participate in traditional screening, access to non-invasive and easy-to-use alternatives like Cologuard is critical to improving compliance.
Cologuard is not for everyone and is not a replacement for diagnostic or surveillance colonoscopy in high-risk individuals. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. To learn more about Cologuard, visit CologuardTest.com by prescription only.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
It's a great day because that's our perspective. That's how we choose to look at it. We're not going to get bogged down and discouraged by what's happening out there. After all, there is a way out. Always a way out, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Jennifer Burke is with us. She's got her tickets for the Final Four there in Phoenix, and she's all excited, right? Your front row, center, the whole deal.
I wish I had tickets.
What are those tickets going for? I imagine they're just going to be through the roof, huh?
Well, a friend of mine was telling me they were going, he checked into, because he was hoping Florida would make it. That's where he went to school.
Yeah.
And I think he said it was like $350 were the cheapest.
Uh-huh. Well, that's if you go through and you just buy them straight up. But I'm sure if
right.
you buy them at the, you know, in the other levels, because you got to get them and, you know, whole deal, they could probably get up into thousands. And what a great Final Four. It's been a great series as always. March Madness comes at a perfect time, it seems, Jennifer, when we kind of just need a break. We need some amusement, mm-hmm. you know, because of, you know, the political tensions that are just strung a bit tight, aren't they?
Right. Most definitely. And, you know, sports, you know, typically, I mean, we've seen a couple of issues at a couple of California football games, you know, California mm-hmm. teams.
Right.
But, you know, typically sports just bring people together, you know, in a friendly rivalry and stuff. And this is the time I don't follow college basketball a lot.
Mm.
But I do start following it once it gets to the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And then I really start checking scores with the Sweet 16. And I wish I would have watched more of the Elite Eight.
Mm.
I really look forward to the Final Four games and the championship. And the fact that Gonzaga and Oregon from back mm-hmm. in the area where I used to
right.
live
right.
are both in it. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, good time. First time for Gonzaga, right, to be in the Final Four. Well, South Carolina also, I mean, they're there, and
mm-hmm.
and North Carolina, they are, I guess they're the favorite, without a doubt. But anyway, that aside, let's talk some serious business. You know, we've been, we've been, you know, talking about, you know, the Democrats who've been MIA. You and I talked about this last time, and this whole healthcare situation, rather disgusting. I got to tell you, I was appalled at the arrogance of Nancy Pelosi, and I just hope that everybody took a mental picture of Nancy Pelosi, Denny Hoyer, those sitting, you know, standing around her, cheering it on, doing some sort of end zone dance because of what happened with repeal and replace. This is the mess they created. They did nothing. They just sat on the sidelines jeering, you know, and then she goes, well, this is a rookie mistake. You know, Donald Trump's a serious guy. I mean, he put a lot of effort into this. I would even say Paul Ryan and all the did the best they could at this point. But like anything, experience defines preference. The Freedom Caucus made it known that it wasn't enough. They got close. They were, you know, mm-hmm. got close in doing it. But you know, that's okay. I tell people, don't worry about it. This is all part of the process. I think everybody learned. Donald Trump learned, even Paul Ryan, all the other legislators there. And even for the Freedom Caucus to say, look, I'm going to, on behalf of the people and what we promised them, we're going to hold the ground to this. And it just says, mm-hmm. look, you need to come back with something better. And I think something better involves not only a better conversation, an improved conversation about what the Freedom Caucus is looking at, and then also with Democrats getting involved. They created the problem, and I believe they have something to bring to the table here. I am not arrogant enough like Barack Obama and the previous Democratic regime to say that they've got all the goods and we're going to solve this problem behind closed doors and we'll just do it amongst us without the Republicans.
Right. I mean, and the gall of Nancy Pelosi to have talked about, you know, people deserve to see exactly what's in it, even though it was online, it was a little difficult to read. But this is the same woman who said that, you know, we have to pass the bill to see what's in it. Not so people can experience it, as a liberal TV host claimed that she said. She said to see what's in it. And here's the deal. In the 8 years of Obama's presidency, the media and the Democrats had people convinced that the way our system of government works is the president says what he wants and Congress rubber stamps it and does it, period. And that's how it happens. Mm. The Congress is just there just to sign their name and put a check by something. And that's not how things work. How things work is, I know some people are angry with the Freedom Caucus, but, you know, if the Republicans would have passed the bill that they passed numerous times over the last 8 years to repeal Obamacare, the Freedom Caucus would have been all for it. But I think that they thought, because Pelosi and Reid and Obama would just steamroll Democrats on Obama's behalf and threaten them. That's right. How things worked. That people were threatened, and if they didn't comply, they would see what was going to happen. And so that's why you had them marching in lockstep. And I said a while ago, I looked at my husband and I said, if President Trump and Paul Ryan think that they're going to be able to do things that way with the Freedom Caucus, they're going to be sadly mistaken. You're not going to be able to steamroll them.
Right.
I mean, you're
exactly.
not. Mark Meadows is the one who was stripped from a committee because he opposed John Boehner. And instead of saying nothing about it, like a few other congressmen did in 2012, I think it was, he raised a stink about it and made a big deal about it. And people surrounded him and said, look, you know, he shouldn't be stripped just because he opposed this from Boehner. And got him back on that committee. And that should have been their sign that Mark Meadows was not going to be able to be steamrolled.
Yeah. Mark Meadows was in. I mean, he did. He came along and tried to move this through himself. He was active. He wasn't, you know, and he was one that looked at it and said, look, at you know, it's kind of like the 80% Reagan perspective of, you know, if you get 80%, that's more than what you had. And that's a good compromise. That's legislation. He saw it that way. The Freedom Caucus, though, feels like whatever, if it's a 20 or 25% that was remaining, it was critical enough. Not that it had to be 100%, but there were some academic issues as far as they saw that made it untenable for them.
Right. I wonder if they would have at least had buy insurance across state lines, which is the free market principle mm-hmm. that people who believe in the free market were looking for, what the Freedom Caucus would have done, because that was one of the main things that they said, look, this is what we promised. We heard that promise for years from Republicans, and
exactly.
it wasn't even in it. And well, I don't want a staged bill and have to wait for that for the third time.
Exactly.
You know, give us that immediately, because that is what was going to drive down costs.
Well, the problem is it got complicated, and this is the deal. I mean, you get a guy like Paul Ryan, who is an expert in policy. I mean, he's a policy geek. And when you start getting into policy, you know, your eyes cross, you get a little brain damage in the process of it. So you imagine, you know, what the everyday American looks at and goes, policy, schmolicy, I don't care. I just want this thing done. You know, who cares
right.
about reconciliation? Yeah, exactly. So go make it happen and make it simple. And the whole deal, the fact that it was 112 pages versus 2,700 pages that you couldn't understand mm-hmm. anyway, was a big
right.
difference. And as you say, there's certain characteristic differences between the Republican and Democrats. Democrats were, you know, no doubt they were strong-arming, offering kickbacks and Louisiana purchase deals and everything else and all kinds of pork tied in order to, you know, bring it across the line. And again, lest they forget, it wasn't a slam dunk for President Obama. I mean, it took him, what, 15, 16
right.
months in order to get that across.
Well, and it took them doing it on the reconciliation vote. With 51 votes,
yes.
That was the only way it was going to get through. And it took Obama stating a lie over and over again, a lie that he knew at the time was a lie, a couple of ones. If you like your plan, if you like your doctor, you can keep them, and that everyone's premiums would go down by $2,500 a year. They knew that wasn't true.
Also, it wasn't even going to cost $1 trillion. Remember when the CBO scored it? Wasn't going to be $1 trillion.
Right.
Of course, blew right past through that. And then the other thing is, it's not a tax. And of course, Justice Roberts adjusted that on the fly. Hey, real quick, FBI Director James Comey in trouble here, right?
Yeah, he is. Americans view him negatively by a 2-to-1 margin.
Wow.
You know, I wish Trump would have gotten rid of him day one, but that's what he's looking at right now, and. You know, quite interesting.
Well, I think it's interesting.
With
yeah, I think it's interesting too, Jennifer, is that every time they talk about Comey, they always talk about his sense of integrity and fairness. And boy, I'll tell you, the last year and a half really has put that into question big time. I don't know how
exactly.
they can make that statement anymore, right?
Right. I agree. I really don't. I mean, I talk about flip-flopping on different things and throwing, you know, both sides, seeing him throwing various people under the bus. I just don't think it's been going well for him. And that last questioning session with Congress, I thought, was overall terrible for him.
Well, now they got to go behind closed doors and have a face-to-face, right?
Right.
That's
right.
The next step.
You like to be a fly on the wall.
Oh, you and me both. Jennifer Burke, co-founder of Politistic. And editor-in-chief, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Peirce and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kemp Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, you too have Ebola.
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
They exist because they're timeless. And, well, I'll tell you, it is what matters most. And I appreciate you joining a good fight with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We have GOP strategist out of Florida, Ed Pozzuoli, is with us. Always good to have him here. He's the president of the Florida-based law firm, Tripp Scott, who's co-chair of the Jeb Bush for Governor out of Broward County campaign, also served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation. Ed, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Always good to be with you.
Well, Ed, repeal and replace went down in flames. Nancy Pelosi called it a rookie mistake. I've made it real clear with our audience. I was rather aghast. I thought her arrogance, her and the rest of the Democrats that stood around her, kind of gleeful over the fact that they have given us this messed up health care program, have done little in terms of helping to come to a solution, and sit there on the sidelines just jeering and throwing eggs and rotten fruit at the GOP trying to get this right on behalf of the American people.
It, you know, it's who she is. And so and it's her point of view, which is which pervades that whole left side of the Democratic Party, which is why they continue to lose elections and will continue to do so in the future. On the other hand, I'll share with you, Bill, I was disappointed. It was this is not over, this health care. This is a bit of a process. Mm-hmm. And I want your listeners to heed this, in that this debate is not over. We need to fix, replace, repeal, whatever you want to call it, Obamacare, because it is a failure. High costs of premiums, lack of coverage, violating the sanctity of your relationship with your doctor, using government power to mandate behavior of American citizens. All of those things are abhorrent with this bill, and it needs to be fixed and fully replaced. I mean, I'd be in favor of, hey, let's just repeal the thing a year or two out, and then in the meantime, let's put in pieces that will address what I believe is something that we've got to deal with, because it's 17-20% of our economy.
Exactly.
And so in healthcare. So, but let's be blunt about something. Republicans failed on their first attempt. And so it doesn't mean they don't get a second chance at this thing. The bill did little. This is not a bill that you and I might have written if we were starting with a blank piece of paper. But it was a bill that I would say at least was a good start. And for someone like me who does not believe the government should be mandating everything because it creates such an artificial set of pricing. You want to know why prices are rising in healthcare? It's because the government's involved. And you and I as consumers have either no say or motivation to keep the costs of what we spend on health care down.
Right. Well, you know, to your point, there are several examples glaringly across this country where the government is out of it, and doctors are providing world-class health care for their patients, in some cases as little as $50 a month, including everything, their tests, and everything except for catastrophic situation. Another doctor, a friend, Dr. Alita Leck and her husband up in upper state New York, $15 a visit. And for them, they were able to get around, the malpractice insurance and get an exemption on that. And they're able to deliver at the other doctor I was telling you about. He's got 500 locales that he's providing this service for $50 a month. And their prescription benefit, I mean, just to give you an idea, 10 cents on the dollar versus the national average. To your point, this fortifies and supports your argument that when you get government involved, you know, government is what gives us that great opportunity to spend $10,000 on a number two Ticonderoga pencil, you know, 30 days out before the budget is over, right?
Well, I mean, look, when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, Bill, you're hurting, your elbow's hurting, why don't we send you for an MRI? And you say, of course, I'll go. And you go because someone else is paying for it, whether it's the government or your insurance carrier. And so there is no skin in the game for you. So you go and you get the test done. And you're not making a consumer-based, you know, educated consumer-based decision. And you're going and that on top of the motivation of the doctor to practice what would be termed defensive medicine, protect him or herself from litigation. And so those are two things that impact our costs. And so there's a basic understanding about this is that, look, you know, Democrats want to cry and scream and yell about the poor person or millions of people now who have insurance. Yeah, the question is I have a 22-year-old son who would like not to have insurance. He's still on my policy, but he at some point doesn't need it. I mean, what he's saying to me is, look, I don't want to spend the money on that. Yeah. And I'm healthy at least for now. And I'll take a catastrophic plan, that if something really bad happens with a large deductible, then fine. But why should someone have to pay, for every time I want to go to the doctor, and just for a cough? And so we need to get smarter about this. There is no reason, there's an example, like my son is single, why he should have to take on a policy that includes maternity, you know,
exactly.
Benefits.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, someone in Washington decided that this was the way to, this is about control. This is not about providing good health care. It's about federal control, and it should send shivers down your spine and mine about how the government in Washington is deciding what is best for you and me, and I would just as soon make my own decisions. Thank you.
Without a doubt. And I think people are starting to get it. But the other thing that they're not seeing, Ed, with this whole Obamacare to begin with, listen to what Jonathan Gruber laid out. This thing was designed to fail. It was designed from the outgo to fail. Get people hooked into the concept of national health care and then come through the back door and say, voila, we got the answer. You know, and to your point, you talk about control, single payer. Now, at that point, you know, it is so messed up. The only way this is going to be saved is this needs to be presented as a right, not a privilege. And if it becomes a right, then we better pay for it. And now we're back in front of Chief Justice Roberts, and with Roberts saying, well, really, you mean this to be a tax, don't you?
Well, it is a tax, and you know, I'll suggest that your audience needs to know that, as an example, since Obamacare has been in place, about two-thirds of small businesses that were providing insurance mm-hmm. to their employees are no longer providing insurance
of course. Right.
to their employees because they're pushing their employees to comply with the individual mandate outside of the business. And so it does the exact opposite effect, and I agree with you that there is a grand scheme to get people, you know, to take away something that people believe is an entitlement is a difficult thing. And so Republicans have to be careful politically, which is why we should pull a tactic of Obama. That what he did around installing Obamacare was, remember, all of the draconian taxes and the mandates all kicked in a couple years later. Mm-hmm. And so we need to do the same thing. We need to also work through and wean a portion of the population off of the entitlement over time. Mm-hmm. And we need the value of time is important here. So if you said, look, this entitlement needs to come off, and we need to bring it off slowly. We don't want people being hurt by it,
right.
but the cost ultimately is going to crater the federal budget, and it's already we're already at $20 trillion in debt,
exactly.
And we need to make some hard decisions around this. But look, the bill that was presented ultimately failed because it lacked, in my view. I might have voted for it in Congress because the president, this is a momentum mm-hmm. builder. You take
right,
what
exactly.
you get in politics and you make incremental progress, and then you take another bite at the apple because there's other bills coming down in the House that talk about getting rid of the state lines as a mm-hmm. as an artificial marketplace for insurance carriers, and there's a whole series of those things from a cost containment standpoint, hopefully, and that when you get over to the Senate, maybe they take pieces of what Rand Paul was presenting about pooling small business or individuals so that they can drive the cost of the premium down. I think all those are good ideas, but in the end, you take your progress and you move a step forward to your goal. This is about being patient.
Exactly.
So what I see is a rejection, say, by the Freedom Caucus. While I agree with the end goal of the Freedom Caucus, I do believe that incremental progress is equally as important because the left, like you said, pushed Obamacare to ultimately, the long range, push us into a single pay system, and we need to take a strategy from them and say, let's make incremental progress about pushing back. But let's face it, the bill that failed was not based upon true principle, and so
no doubt that's the reason it failed. Exactly,
and that's the reason it failed.
Yeah, and yes, no. Gorsuch, nuclear option exercise.
If necessary, yes.
Without a doubt. Ed Pezzoli has been with us. Ed, thank you so much. Bill Martinez here, a couple minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more. Stay right where you are.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.